in which the author interviews a dead man. No one asked me to speak, nor took the time to fill a moment with my presence. We cannot hide from ourselves in the dark. I crouch down in the damp void and listen as they pass words about me between themselves like borrowed scandal. The loudest, hungriest voices drown out all reason. Yes, people talk, and say such pointless things. And now, when talking is what will anchor me in their thoughts, such economy of blame will lead us nowhere. They risk my fate of leaving this world nameless. For years, I lit incense and prayed for my share of good fortune, holding fast to the belief that patience brings luck to those who traverse life's terrain with humble expectation. Now, such a dispensation numbs me. I often thought about the things I left behind, how the distance that once indulged me slowly smothered the dreams of those I made promises to. How my wife waited. How my bad luck clung to me like a wandering ghost. We are all losers in a stoic game. Unkind or unsettled, it made no difference in the long run. I took it all like a prize fool. There is night, fading into view with its hoard of loaded pauses, each intake of breath an assertion of my dues. Some stillness makes its way into death's song. Some strange madness cocoons me. I suppose having seen their worst at work, this may be a good year to fade away. If I'm to acknowledge him, his part in my current state, then I can only say that he might have done it sooner, that if our paths had crossed on any other day or in any other street, the outcome would be no different. I'd still be face down in the dirt, and for a moment, he'd be the bravest man. And so are we now codependent, the scandal that holds the hand of the other? This intimate relationship begs to die a sure death, for there is no comfort in such a connection.